Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. The rest of the Perek will talk about Ona'ah, which is price fraud. If a person takes advantage of somebody else and they either overcharge them, or if you're the purchaser, you buy an item for too cheap, you're violating the prohibition of Ona'ah. So your item has a true market value. If a person is selling that item way more than the market value, or the purchaser is buying an item from somebody less than the market value, they would be violating Ona'ah. If the difference is higher than the amount we're going to mention in this Mishnah, it's if it's a super high price, then the whole sale is canceled and the person has to return the item to the person who had it beforehand and they would get their money back. If the overselling or the overcharging was not so bad, or it was less than the amount we're going to mention in the Mishnah, then the deal goes through and we'll assume that the people who were taken advantage of are mohel. They forgive such a small amount that was they were taken advantage from. What we'll talk about in the Mishnah is if the exact amount that they're going to mention for Ona'ah will say that the person who took advantage has to refund the difference to the person he took advantage of. Mishnah says, Ha'ona'ah arba'a kesef me'esrim ve'arba'a kesef lesela. The amount that's considered to be Ona'ah is 4 silver ma'az for an item that was sold for a sela, when a sela is worth 24 in the silver ma'ah. I'm not going to do the translation of how that calculation works, but for all intents and purposes, that is shetut la mecca. It's 1/6 of the market value of an item when it's purchased. For example, let's say you have an item that was worth 24 sela, and a person paid 28 sela for that item, or a person paid 20 sela for that item, then the sale is valid, but the person who was cheated is refunded that extra 4 ma'ah. The item was supposed to be 24, it either sold for 28 or for 20, so therefore in order to get back to where it was, there's a refund either to the purchaser or to the buyer, whoever was cheated, whoever was taken advantage of. So that difference is refunded to that person. In addition to that refund, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, the person who was cheated also has the ability to ask for a refund, but only within a certain amount of time. Ad matay mutar le'ahazir? Until when is a person allowed to ask for a refund or demand a refund on the item that he bought if he was cheated, if he found out that he was cheated at least 1/6? Ad kedeshi yar'e le'tagad o le'krovo? Until he has enough time to go back home, bring it to his friends, bring it to another merchant who's an expert in that item, and he could appraise it and say whether he was cheated or not. Once this time has passed, we make the assumption that he was okay with it and he can no longer return the item. He can't force the person to give him a refund. This is only talking about a situation where a person was overcharged and he still has the item to go show to his friend. But on the flip side, we said that Ona'ah works as well if a person was a salesman and he was taken advantage of by a customer. A customer bought the item way too low. So the seller, he doesn't have the item anymore to go check with a professional. So if he discovers that he was underpaid, and then by coming across the item somewhere else for sale, and he sees how much it was for sale in that other place, and he realized that he charged too low for it, he could immediately go ask for a return of the item that he sold and refund the money because he was underpaid. There's a disagreement about these halachot. Hora Rabbi Tarfon Belod, ha'ona'ah shemona kesef lesela, shelish lemekah. In the town of Lod, Rabbi Tarfon gave a ruling. He said that ona'ah that has to be paid back is 8 silver ma'ah for an object worth a sela, which for our translation, our understanding is, shelish lemekah, a third of the purchase price. For example, let's say an item was worth 24 ma'ah, and a person sold it for 32 ma'ah, which is plus 8, more than 8, which is 1/3 of the market value of the item. He sold it for exactly 1/3 more. Or let's say somebody took advantage of a store owner who didn't really understand the market, and he bought the item for 8 less than 24, which is, let's say he bought it for 16. So According to Rabbi Tarfon, that is considered to be an ona'a, where the person has to get refunded. The person who was cheated has to get back the amount that he was cheated for. V'samchut agrei Lod, and the merchants, the salespeople in Lod, were very happy. They said, now we could charge up to a one-third of the market value without having to refund the difference. So they were happy with this halakha, as opposed to the way they heard it before from the Hachamim, which was only up to a sixth of the market value. Amar lehem kol hayom mutar le'achzir, but then he added another halacha. He told them that if a buyer is overcharged, he has the entire day to come back and to return it. The whole day that he bought it, he could come in and return the item. Amru lo yaniach lanu rabbi tarfon bimkomenu ve'hazru li divrei hachamim. They were upset with this halacha. They said, it's not worth it. The fact that the person has the opportunity to refund for the entire day, that's too much. We're going to end up with a lot of problems and a lot of returns in that situation. They'd rather Rabbi Tarfon leave them as they were in the previous rulings with the opinions of Hachamim, where they'd rather, in other words, stay with the opinion of Hachamim, where they could charge up to one-sixth ona'ah, which is much less of a profit for them, and not have to have that refund policy go for the entire day, but like Hachamim said, enough where they can go home and return quickly to return the item. They'd rather that, and v'hazru li divrei Hachamim, they went back to the previous practice of following the words of the Hachamim. They preferred that arrangement of Hachamim, which gave the buyer less time to make a claim that he wanted a refund, even though they had to compromise in a different way of they can only overcharge by one-sixth, much less than the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, where he let one-third.